Welcome to GSO To Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GSO host. Thank you for tuning in to the April 2008 GSO To Go Voices podcast. April is usually a month full of showers, and that's the forecast for this month's newsletter, a deluge of teacher resources, links, and ideas. The state finalists for the 2009 Teacher of the Year were announced by Superintendent Kathy Cox. If you download this month's colorful PDF, you will see on page 6 a photo gallery of all 10 finalists that includes their names, schools, school districts, and subjects taught. Let's listen in on the superintendent's closing remarks during a State Board of Education meeting.
Now, these 10 teachers will be notified that they're in the final running, and a team of judges will head out and hit the road over the next several weeks where they will observe teachers teaching, they will interview them in their schools, and we will be proud to announce the winner of the 2009 Teacher of the Year at an absolutely fabulous banquet on May 9th at the Georgia Aquarium. So another big round of applause for our 10 finalists.
GeorgiaStandards.org would like to congratulate all 10 finalists on this remarkable achievement. The general information section of this issue of GSO To Go features Mary Perdue, Georgia's First Lady. In the Georgia Read More video, she reads the story, Miss Twigley's Tree. In watching this video with your students, character traits such as caring and thoughtfulness can be discussed in the class. Congress in the classroom from the Dirksen Congressional Center has a great opportunity for teachers to attend an event in the summer. This educational event is dedicated to the exchange of ideas and information on teaching about the U.S. Congress. GeorgiaStandards.org also wants to announce a partnership with Thinkfinity. Thinkfinity was previously known as Marco Polo. Using Thinkfinity.org, teachers will find primary source materials, interactive student resources, and grade-specific research lists to help them tailor materials for each student's instructional needs. Also note that all of Thinkfinity.org's 55,000 standards-based K-12 lesson plans, student materials, interactive tools, and reference materials are endorsed by the nation's leading education organizations. At the bottom of page 3 in the newsletter, be sure to keep your parents in the know by sharing A Family's Guide, Fostering Your Child's Success in School Mathematics. In this printable resource, there are some prompts and questions that parents can ask their children about homework. Lately, the GSO To Go team has had their earbuds in and listening for worthwhile podcasts for the classroom. Just One More Book is a podcast series that is available 3 times a week that brings you the best in children's literature. This podcast quickly became a favorite here at GSO. Just One More Book has over 300 author interviews that you can listen to from the website or download episodes right into iTunes. You can even leave a message about a book, and it may be posted in an upcoming podcast. Let's listen to a soundbite from a Just One More Book podcast episode.
On this edition, Heroes of Ilomar, written by Alice Walsh and illustrated by Jeff Butler.
Just One More Book, please, sir.
Okay.
I got him.
I'm Mark.
I'm Andrea.
Today we're talking about Heroes of Ilomar, written by Alice Walsh and illustrated by Jeff Butler.
At GSO, we feel that there is great potential in using podcasts to enhance your curriculum. Hey teachers, there's also some worthwhile information under the Continuing Education section. Are you looking for video content that can be used in your classroom or for professional learning? Then, as a Georgia teacher, you have free access to GPB Streaming. GPB Streaming houses thousands of hours of educational video content and is a longtime top pick on georgiastandards.org. Teachers will need to sign up for the GPB Streaming service to access all these wonderful video resources. There's more information about signing up for GPB Streaming on GSO2Go. There is so much you can celebrate during April in your classroom. By taking a look at the calendar on page 7, you will notice all the date links are to articles from the New Georgia Encyclopedia, or NGE, which is another GSO partner. Monthly themes include Child Abuse Prevention Month, National Poetry Month, Autism Awareness Month, and Mathematics Awareness Month. School Library Media Month is also in April. The American Association of School Libraries has public service announcements that you can use in your school's broadcast system to promote School Library Media Month. There are 10, 15, 20, and 30-second PSA spots that you can download. Here is a sample of one of the PSAs from the AASL that features author Carmen Deedy.
In a rapidly changing world, school libraries are crucial to ensuring that our children are prepared for success. Hello, I'm author Carmen Deedy. Join the circle of knowledge at your library this April. Celebrate School Library Media Month.
I discuss just some of the articles you will find in the April 2008 GSO2Go newsletter. We always encourage feedback from our teachers. Please send GSO Program Manager Kathy Politis an email about anything you would like to share about GeorgiaStandards.org. The GSO team would love to include it in the GSO2Go newsletter and this podcast. To access our monthly newsletter, just enter GeorgiaStandards.org into your favorite browser. Next, click the Monthly Resources link under the blue GPS website finder portlet. Then, on the news page, you will see the HTML version of GSO2Go and the downloadable PDF version where you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening.